Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Chris Rongi, Amy Marks-Cores, The Chris and Amy Show.
Check it out. St. Louis, Mound City, we are going to have a great day today.
On 104.1 FM.
Let's take it from the top.
KMOX.
What a day it is, friends. Hope you're well. It is hot. Very hot today. We'll be hot today through tomorrow. Actually, it's going to be hot all week, but still in the extreme heat conditions until tomorrow evening. But welcome into the show and the week.
Hydrate or dihydrate. That's what I say.
314-436-7900. There's your phone number. Call and text us, won't you? Mm-hmm. You can also leave us a voice message right from the Odyssey app where you can listen to the show. Do you know you can listen to the show and the podcast and everything?
Unbelievable.
Cardinals baseball. Big series starting tonight. We'll talk about that. So Odyssey app, and also you can watch us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX.
Time now for the top of the order, the top three stories everyone will be talking about.
Well, as you have heard, the United States has gotten involved. They launched a strike on 3 Iranian nuclear facilities over the weekend. What's next? We're going to talk to Mark Hertling, retired Army general, on the show. He joins us at 11:30.
And as Ronj mentioned, St. Louis is still in an extreme heat warning that lasts through Tuesday at 9 p.m. I feel like it's going to last a lot longer than that.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like it was all week. Hydrate or dihydrate, people.
Cards, Reds, well, they won that series against them, but now it is the Cubs town tonight. It's about to get hype. Cardinals and Cubs at Busch Stadium starting tonight. 5:50 for the pregame show.
Ron.
6:45 first pitch right here on 104.1 FM. Yes.
On your 1 to 10 must win spectrum.
Well,
where would you place?
Okay, this is
let's call it the series. Are we talking about a series?
It's a 4-game series.
Okay, let's say winning. Well,
so if
four
you,
game is difficult because
four's
two
tough.
Out of two.
It's not likely they sweep the Cubs. See, it is possible.
Okay,
it's
so let's
not
say
likely.
3 out of 4.
So
on your
three
must,
out of four
must win spectrum.
It's not there. They don't have to. I don't want them to lose the series. I think that would be not good. Because right now they are 4.5 games behind where the Cubs are.
Yeah.
We have just over a month before the trade deadline comes up, right? So when this series is over on Thursday afternoon will be the final game of the series. When it is over, let's put it this way. If they get swept or they drop 3 of 4, you know, then you're talking about like at least 6.5 games out of first place. Maybe 7.5 if things go really, really poorly. But
if they win 3 out of 4.
If you win 3 out of 4, you're within 2.5. And so, look, it's not whatever happens here, it's not insurmountable, right? Like if they have a bad series, it's not insurmountable. Still a lot of time. Deadline is coming up. They'll have to make some decisions. But this will be a big series that helps inform what they do. So let's just put it that way. But it's not, I don't think it's a make or break. So I would say it is a, you probably should win.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, you'll be okay.
It'll be okay.
Maybe. Unless you just get blown out.
Okay, that was...
Unless you get swept.
That was insanely equivocal.
Yeah. So
I feel like I know less than I knew before I asked the question.
You know the exact same amount because that's what the series means. So if they get blown out really, really bad.
Okay. Since it is so hot this week, I do want to throw this out there because, man, get your phones ready. Maybe leave work. Whatever you need to do, we need you to be involved today. But as you know, for KMOX's 100th anniversary this year, which we are celebrating all year, we've partnered with Jerry Kelly Heating and Cooling and Electrical for 100 Acts of Kindness. We'll be continuing 100 Acts of Kindness throughout the entire year in sundry ways. But here's our challenge for this week, and we want you guys to let us know if you're up to the challenge. If you see a lemonade stand or Kool-Aid stand or a cookie stand, whatever it is, this week, you have to stop at it. No driving past.
Oh, yeah.
No walking past. We're doing our lemonade stand challenge. If you see some kiddos behind a folding table and they're selling lemonade or Kool-Aid, we did Kool-Aid. We did Kool-Aid stands. You need to stop and buy some lemonade or Kool-Aid, and then text us or call us and say, hey, I was off Doherty Ferry Road and I bought some lemonade. Do that. Let us know. That's our challenge.
For me, I feel like I'm not going to buy any lemonade from anybody because I have not seen a lemonade stand in 15 years. I don't know honestly don't know the last time I've driven past one.
I went home on Friday, Matt Pajeski, after I said, if you stop by a lemonade stand or Kool-Aid stand, if you see one, and I saw one on my street.
Interesting.
Yeah. Two young ladies. Industrious young ladies.
I thought they were a thing of the past.
Never.
Because now I bet kids are using the Square Pay thing. They probably have their phones.
What is
with
lemonade?
The little...
Is it like $2 for lemonade these days?
I couldn't tell you.
Remember it was a quarter? We were like a quarter, I think, for Kool-Aid.
Yeah, I have no idea. But I do know that I'm sure they're sophisticated now. If they're still out there, that they'll probably take credit cards.
If they turn the screen around for
they'll
a
take
tip,
Venmo.
I'm gonna throw it off the table. Like, do it.
Oh,
the
yeah, I'm not tipping
way.
That. Oh, listen, you can, and I think it'd be a really kind act to go ahead and buy some lemonade if you see a lemonade stand, and that's what we're encouraging you to do, but don't tip.
Yeah,
just hey, you know, I'm not tipping these children. I'm not gonna
do
it.
I always pay more than the price, which is technically a tip.
I don't know. I haven't done it. I haven't seen a lemonade stand.
Well, you
since my 20s.
Probably should not walk around going, I'm looking for some kids. You should probably not do that.
Oh, how you doing, sir? Like, hey, just walking around the neighborhood. You see any kids around here? What? What? So what do you mean?
If Ronj,
lemonade. Looking for lemonade.
If Ronj doesn't participate, that's okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's okay. We get it. A little creepy. But that's our challenge for you this week. It's all week, the lemonade stand challenge. We want to hear from you. Stop. You need to stop at every lemonade stand, every cookie stand, every Kool-Aid stand that you see. And then you have to let us know because that's only fair.
It's part of Jerry Kelly's 100 Acts of Kindness. And if you do it and you want to tweet at us at Chris Amy KMOX, hashtag 100 kind acts.
Speaking of tweeting or messaging us, Michael's watching on the YouTube.
Yeah.
He said the bird eggs will hatch this series. What does that mean? Is that good or bad?
Well, all right. Okay. I think that's a good thing.
It sounds
Michael's
like
talking
a good
about the Cardinals Cubs series.
I think so.
So it's a bad thing.
Or he's listening to a different station.
No. I think he's
okay.
On to us.
Okay.
He's saying that. You know how it's a bad thing if you count your chickens before they hatch?
Yep.
So hatching would be a good thing, right? Because the eggs become chickens.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying in this series, the eggs will become birds.
And we'll know what we have as a team.
Or they'll be really good. I don't know.
He is confirmed he is watching us.
Okay. Well, that's very good. So, yes, maybe I think...
I think it's a good... The bird eggs will hatch this series. I think it means you're going to know what you have as a team. It's going to mature. Your eggs aren't going to crack.
Yes. So, this could be a breakout. He's saying this is going to be a breakout series for your St. Louis Cardinals.
Thank you, Michael.
Robert is also watching on YouTube and says, do you take tap? So... That would be me. If I find a lemonade stand, I would probably get a card out and say, do you take, do you have the tap? Do you do it?
Like the
and
iPhone?
They probably do. They probably have the little square thing on the phone.
Yeah. Apple Pay.
Yeah.
Or the square.
Or Google Pay. I use Google Pay.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm. Because I don't have an Apple phone. And Google's great.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah. I forgot you don't have. Yeah. Michael says the Cardinals will be good. They'll be good.
All right.
Thank you, Michael.
Yes. We're looking forward to a good series. Speaking of Cardinals Cubs.
Oh, yeah.
So it's 2025, right? And there is a long history between these two teams. And I'd say the last 30 years, the rivalry has gotten more heated than it had been. I tell people this, and when I went away to college to ISU, and it's right in the middle of the state, so a lot of people from Central Illinois and Northern Illinois, a lot of Cubs fans, right? I met, for the first time in my life, met a ton of Cubs fans. And I used to tell them that in the 80s, this is no joke, this is how we felt and people around me felt. If the Cardinals weren't good, and at that time, remember, the Cubs weren't very good, that if the Cardinals couldn't win a World Series, who would you like to see do it? If you were posed that question, I am telling you that at least the people around me would say, you know, I'd kind of like to see it happen for the Cubs. I'd like to see the Cubs win a World Series because they hadn't done it yet, right? That changed a lot during the Tony Dusty era, like a lot. In the 90s, in the mid-90s, it got pretty heated. And then, of course, I met a bunch of Cubs fans. And some of them, I wanted nothing good for them. So I would totally root against their team.
So here's the thing, Ronj. I've always said, and I could be totally wrong, I'm not the most plugged-in baseball person, but I had always said Cardinals fans, they don't hate the Cubs as much as they hate Cubs fans.
Well, yeah, I think that's true in the last few decades. Last 20, 30 years.
So those fans, when the Cubs did win in, what was it, 2015? 2016, when they won.
Oh, no, I think that's, I think it changed. I think a lot of Cardinals, there were probably some Cardinals fans that were like, oh, good for them. But I think most people were probably not.
Back to the future, 1 year
rooting
off.
Against them.
Yeah.
Probably hate watching.
Yeah.
Watching the whole World Series and just, I hope something bad happens.
What do you think the Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa home run battle did for that rivalry? Anything or not really? You think it was completely separate?
I think it added to it for sure.
Yeah.
There wasn't animosity, but there was a, it couldn't have been any more perfect that the two guys who were chasing that home run title were on division rivals and like each team's biggest rival.
You know,
that added a ton to the mix. Yeah.
And I would say, like, I don't feel like I actively hate the Cubs, that it takes up a lot of emotional energy, but I do notice that when bad things happen, I smile.
Yeah.
To the Cubs.
I will say this. In 2003, I was working at the Chicago station.
Yeah.
And I was there. I wasn't at the game, but I was working that night. And while the inning was unfolding, the Bartman inning, it was like, I didn't feel good about it, but I had a feeling like it was a, It was sort
They're
of a
really cursed. Like you believed
my God.
In the curse.
It wasn't that I was taking pleasure. I don't know what the emotion was. It wasn't pleasure.
It wasn't Schadenfreude. Which is a little bit like pleasure.
Yeah, maybe something kind of like that. Watching a car wreck.
Oh, geez.
You know.
Well, that I get no pleasure out of
okay,
that.
You don't get. Okay, maybe it's not
gosh,
that.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. Like when. Oh, you know, you watch somebody fall. Okay. Like, you watch somebody trip and fall, it's like, oh my God, you're glad it's not you, but when you see somebody else do it, it's kind of amazing if they fall in a spectacular way.
So I'm the anomaly, I'm the weird one here. I've never liked falls, but I know people do. I don't like watching falling.
You don't?
No, it makes me sad.
Oh, I love it.
It makes me sad for people.
It does?
Yes.
What?
I know.
There's so many like Instagram reels.
I know. I have to
where it's just a compilation of people falling. Oh, my God. I love them.
If people send them to me, I don't watch them.
Oh.
I know. But I know I'm an anomaly.
People falling
there.
Off ladders.
Yeah.
Like, they're okay.
Oh, my gosh. Well, not always.
Well, the ones, the videos you see.
I always go straight to the comments with, like, did he die?
Yeah.
I always have to look because I'm like, this is terrible.
I'm curious on some of those.
Yeah.
But anyway. Yeah, man. So that's sort of how the rivalry went, right? And that was a thing that I did. I don't know that I feel proud about it, but I'm sure that if you were here in St. Louis watching that NLCS happen and watch them completely melt down, at that time, a Cardinals fan probably enjoying it. So what we want to hear from you is what your favorite Cardinals-Cubs memory is. And it could be a regular season, it can be a series, it can be whatever you want it to be. Just let us know, and you can send us a message on the Odyssey app or text in at 314-436-7900.
We want to hear from you. We need to hear from you.
Yeah.
I will say, how do you feel about this? Someone from a different country, grew up 20 years, 25 years in a different country, comes here, knows Cubs fans, knows Cardinals fans. So because they're so detached from the emotion, we'll cheer for either team. How do you feel about that?
It's an odd phenomenon is what it is.
Do you think it's okay because they're detached? It's like me going to England and rooting for Manchester United and the other one.
I guess it just means you're a casual fan.
Tottenham. Like, what if I cheered for Tottenham and Manchester United and they're like, you can't do that. Or Liverpool. And I say, I can do that because I don't care enough.
That's right. You're just a casual fan.
You're just a casual fan.
You like the sport enough. You like the aesthetics of the sport. You don't really need to attach yourself to one.
I kind of like the chaos of their passion. So I will attach myself to whichever fan group is most convenient in that moment to feel the passion.
Yeah. And
I love
the
chaos of the passion.
So you like the event. And there's nothing.
Spectacle.
There's nothing wrong with liking the event.
Yeah. So, like, I don't like the Cubs, right? We'll never cheer for the Cubs. But I could go to England and go to a Manchester United game, and then go to a Liverpool game, and feel just as excited for either team because I love the spectacle.
And there is nothing wrong with that.
Okay, I think that's legit.
It's sports is entertainment. You can consume it however you want. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji, tell us your favorite Cardinals-Cubs memory throughout the day. We want to highlight those. Don't forget the Gas House Gang is at 12 o'clock today. And if you listen to that show, we're going to be giving away tickets for the game tomorrow. We've got a four-pack of tickets to give away for tomorrow. That's during the Gas House Gang. You got to be listening on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is the Chris and Amy show on 104.1 FM KMOX. Cardinals Cubs series starts tonight. We are going to talk to, in a moment, Ryan McClure, the executive director of Gateway Arch Park Foundation. There's an economic study that has just been released today about the impact that the Gateway Arch, Keener Plaza, the riverfront renovations, everything that's happened over the last several years, what that has done, the impact on St. Louis. And so Ryan McClure is going to join us. Matt Pauly, host of Sports Open Line at 10:30. We'll talk Cardinals-Cubs. Chris Saliza at 11 o'clock. And Mark Hertling will join us at 11:30.
Former commanding general of all U.S. Army forces in Europe.
It'll be interesting to see what he has to say about what happened over the weekend with the bombing in Iran. We have a voicemail from Alan.
My favorite Cardinal-Cubs moment was in about 2009, where my family and I went to a Cardinal-Cubs game in Wrigley Field, and we watched Albert Pujols hit three home runs in a row, only to have them intentionally walk him at his fourth at bat.
Three home runs in a row. What year was that?
So, did he say 2003?
Did he say that? I can't remember. I'm trying to think if I remember that. Wait, when was Albert Pujols' rookie year?
He said 2009, by the way.
2009.
When was his rookie year?
2000, right?
Man.
2000. Why? I don't know why it's. I'm blanking on this. But he had a long career here.
He had a long career, but it also
overall
doesn't make sense to me that Albert Pujols made his debut 25 years ago.
Yeah,
that sounds like
nutty.
It was during the Civil
2001.
War. 2001.
Wow. 2001 was his first year.
Okay.
That's right.
There you go. Well, that's a great memory from the Cardinals-Cubs. We want to continue to hear from you.
And so this is from a listener, a texter at 314-436-7900. They said this is their favorite Cardinals-Cubs memory on 4th of July.
Wouldn't I love to see number 25 off of Albert's bat go into the street, the pit. Swing and hello, 4th of July. Take a ride on that knockdown pitch, big boy. Kerry Wood knocked him down, and now Albert looks at him as he goes around first. He gives him a glare. Say, take a little whiff of that, big boy. And now Kerry Wood takes a look at Albert as he touches them off. Give it to him, big boy. Give it to him. That's how you play baseball.
That was one of 43 home runs.
Yeah, so that
that's
is
awesome.
That was
a great call.
That was unbelievable. So Albert Pujols, and the texter says the Albert Pujols 4th mm-hmm. of July against the Cubs, take a ride on that big boy call.
Yeah.
I grew up on Chicago's north side, Sox fan, hate the Cubs from the age of 7.
Wow.
So that's what's really funny about, and we talked about this when we were discussing Sox during that series. It is as important to them if the Cubs lose as if the White Sox yeah. win on a given day. I mean, I don't know how many post-game yeah. calls I took where I'm like, hey, how's it going? They're like, well, the Cubs lost, so today's pretty good. Like, dude,
yeah.
Why do you care?
I told you about, like, in 2019 when I was in Boston for the first round of the playoffs, which was the Toronto Maple Leafs
yeah.
against the Boston Bruins. And the Winnipeg Jets were playing St. Louis, mind you. But I'm at the Toronto Maple Leafs-Boston Bruins game
yeah.
in Boston, and a guy behind me is in a Winnipeg Jets jersey. He goes, yeah, I'm here on business. I bought this ticket just to root against Toronto.
Wow.
He
okay.
went to a playoff game just to watch Toronto lose.
Now, that's something I might do. There's a little pettiness there I might get down with.
Oh, I love it. He was one of my favorite hockey fans.
Here's a message says, I felt sorry for the Cubs before they won. After they won and had to listen to Cubs fans, I hope they lose for another 100 years.
Well, I 100% agree. I also like the t-shirts that say the Chicago Cubs, a winning tradition since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And those came out in like 2017.
I will say this. That was a really fun team to watch.
Okay.
They were fun.
Get off the air.
They just were. Sorry.
Leave. Go
Sorry.
Die.
Sorry. They were fun. They were a good time. Another 618. I despise the Cubs. Best thing ever happened on that north side dump was Fish playing two concerts there. They have a lot of good concerts. I've seen Pearl Jam there before a couple
Field?
Of times. Yeah. I saw the Green Day, Fallout, Weezer. They were pretty fun too. I love stadium concerts, baseball stadium concerts. They are the absolute best. So continue to tell us what your favorite Cardinals Cubs memory is, even if it's petty. Where I'm here for it.
Here
Let
for
us know. 314-436-7900 Odyssey app. Leave a voice message, won't you? When we come back, Executive Director of the Gateway Arch Park Foundation, Ryan McClure, to tell us about the impact the Arch and Keener Plaza and the riverfront, all those renovations are doing for St. Louis. Ryan is next on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amy Marks, Kors, Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX. Hey, we love the Gateway Arch, don't we?
We were just lobbying for jobs. Inevitably, when we get fired, yep, we want to be park rangers.
Well, now you're stealing my... That was my idea.
First
you can't
of all,
be a park ranger because I want to. You're like the little sister. Like, I want to go.
No. Well, first of all, you wanted to be a park ranger in the Arch. My first thought was, when I first wanted to be a park ranger, it was like... at like Rocky Mountain National Park, mm-hmm, or something. Like, that's what I thought. But then you brought in the idea of like, well, you could be a park ranger right here in St. Louis.
Right. There are so many great parks.
There's over 400.
Yeah. Do they all have park rangers?
Yeah.
By the way, Ryan McClure from the Gateway.
Yeah, I'm Ryan McClure. Nice
Gateway
to be
Arch
here.
Park Foundation. Hey, welcome from
welcome,
the Arch.
Yeah.
Don't forget about me.
Well, wait, Ryan. Yeah,
should
I
we
just,
bring him in? Or
I want to be a park ranger who gets the vest, which I think means I have to work at the Arch, right? Only the national parks get the vests, right?
No. So if you're in a national park unit, of yeah, which there are over 400, and we're very fortunate, we have 7 in Missouri, including Gateway Arch National Park. Everybody has the green and gray if you're a National Park Service ranger.
That's what I want.
So the flat hat, the green and gray, just I got to tell you, those are amazing people. They really love these parks. They love serving the American people and our visitors. So it's just we are very proud of Gateway Arch Park Foundation to be connected to the National Park Service.
Well, I've been sporting my Smokey the Bear Protect the Parks t-shirt,
yes,
and I'm going to buy more. I'm going to turn into just an entire Protect the Parks, like walking billboard.
Support your parks, protect your parks, especially now.
Well, before we get to the reason you're here today, if I do become a ranger, do I get to carry a gun? How does that work? Well, first, two questions. Can you help me become a ranger? One, and two, do I get a gun?
Not my decision, but I'm happy to put in a good word.
Okay.
On the firearm, you would have to be a law enforcement ranger. So the Gateway Arch National
Park... training with that?
Yes. You should have a lot of training
to do that. Is there training?
And, But a lot of people don't realize that Gateway Arch National Park has its own law enforcement unit. Great people really care for that park and keep it very safe. So we have both law enforcement rangers, and then we have interpretive rangers, maintenance rangers. We've got, you know, a great, great group of people over there.
And you can go to the Arch and buy the America the Beautiful Pass.
That's right.
Which is like a pass to all of the national parks for an entire year. It's like $80. I think you only have to go to two or three parks to make it worth your while.
It's a great deal.
It's a great deal. Support the parks.
My dad has the pass. He's of the age where his is a lot cheaper.
Yes, it's the senior pass.
He won't like me saying that. But.
Even if you don't go to the parks, I'm going to two or three parks this year, but I didn't realize the North Cascades, which is one of them I'm going to. You don't need the pass. You don't need a pass.
Yeah, some of them have entry fees and some don't.
But I think you should buy it just to feel better than everyone else, because that's how I feel when I have it.
Yeah. Does that mean you can ride the, get up to the top of the arch free every time?
You would be at a discounted rate on that because the entry fee to the arch is in the tram.
Because I was thinking it'd be like Six Flags, right? Where you get on the roller coaster.
Season pass.
And then you get season pass, you go to the roller coaster, and you finish the roller coaster, you get back in line. Does anybody ever do
that's
that?
That's a great deal as well, but it is not the same as the National Parks pass.
Oh, okay.
This guy thinks Six Flags is a national park.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Six Flags of fun.
It is, but not as fun as the national parks and an economic boon, which is why you are here.
Yes.
On what the Arch area does for the city of St. Louis. And that economic report was released this morning.
Yes, that's right. So we are so encouraged by the results of this study. And it was performed by an independent organization that are experts in economic impact studies. But we're just so grateful to find out that, you know, $570 million in economic impact to the St. Louis region from Gateway Arch National Park and its surroundings last year. And this is the first economic impact study that we have done since the City Arch River project was completed. So it really shows what the investment in Gateway Arch National Park accomplishes for our region. I mean, that's more than half a billion dollars every year that the Gateway Arch and the its surroundings contribute to our economy.
What was that the purpose of the study? Is just so that, like, hey, just so you know, it's working, the renovations and all the money we spent to do this. This is why. So that is it for a future funding sort of thing?
Well, above all, we wanted to know what the results of the study were going to be. We need that information to, one, see how we're doing, and as it is successful, show to the St. Louis region that it was worth it to invest in the City Arch River project and to continue investing in the Arch. The Arch is the one thing that defines our region to the entire world. Mm-hmm. And not only is that something we should invest in because of that reason, but we should be continuing to invest in it because it's contributing $500 million every year to the economy.
And also almost 4,900 jobs in the area.
Yeah. And you know, those 2.5 million visitors that are coming to Gateway Arch National Park every year are having that dollar impact, the employment impact. There's all sorts of different impacts, both economic and employment, but also just what it contributes to the culture of our region. So not only that, we also have in the report what Gateway Arch Park Foundation's programming alone. So our events, Winterfest, Blues at the Arch, our yoga series, what that contributes to the economy. And that's bringing, you know, tens of thousands of people downtown every year and contributes $9 million in economic impact.
Do you feel that with downtown that it really is a rising tide lifts all ships in the sense that you have Ballpark Village, you have the museums downtown, you have Busch Stadium, you have the Arch, finally connected, no longer an island, right? Finally connected. Do you feel like the more development, public or private, will continue to drive people to the various entertainment districts, or do you see it as competing?
Yeah, if you think of the assets that we have in downtown St. Louis, it really is remarkable. I mean, what we have, all of the things that you mentioned, And they are becoming, they are connected and they're becoming better connected through things like the City Arch River Project, through things like the Brick Line, which is coming. You know, you mentioned Ballpark Village, Union Station, all of our sports stadiums. And then you have development that is coming. The Millennium Hotel, which we are under contract to purchase. And it we have with Cordish Companies, same developers of Ballpark Village, have a $670 million project ready to start on that project once we close.
That's the entertainment district?
Yes, it would actually be, it kind of will connect to Busch Stadium and Ballpark Village, but what's going to be included there is a 41-story residential tower, Class A office building, retail, an amphitheater, and public space. And it's going to finally connect what is right now a super block that blocks you from the arch. It'll connect you to downtown.
What is the, it's probably tough to say at this point, but the real timeline on something like that, do we know what it is?
Well, we hope to finalize the sale of the Millennium very, very soon. And once that happens, it'll take a little while to clear the site. So it'll be, you know, a couple of years before we start construction. But what we are showing is there is a track record of things happening and progress developing there.
You mentioned the Brick Line Trail.
Yes.
Can you tell people more about that and what that's actually going to do?
Sure. So the Brick Line is an amazing project headed up by Great Rivers Greenway that is going to connect Fairgrounds Park in North St. Louis to Tower Grove Park and then connect Forest Park to the Arch Grounds. So think of what that will do. And that trail is going to go directly through the heart of downtown St. Louis along the Gateway Mall. So, you know, when you, Amy, when you talked about all of the assets that we have downtown, the Brick Line is going to be a huge part of connecting all of those things. And again, it's going to connect to the Gateway Arch, which is already, without this connection, creating $570 million in economic impact every year. That's just going to grow.
So it'll just, it'll basically be a walking biking trail, right? That you can just walk from one point to the next without interruption.
Right. A safe, accessible biking and walking trail and more. There's going to be all kinds of activation that just comes along with that along the Brick Line.
What is the timeline for the Brick Line for that connection from Forest Park to the Arch to be complete?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I'm not familiar with the exact timeline on that. I know enough to be dangerous and I know enough to know how impactful it's going to be, but I'm not sure of the exact timeline. But I know they are moving along pretty quickly on that.
Yeah, that's incredible. I mean, to have that connection, to have that cohesiveness, because one complaint about St. Louis, and it's the city, but it's also the county, is it's so spread out. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not super walkable. It's so spread out, and every area is very much its own little island. Mm-hmm. But to have everything from Forest Park to Midtown, it would go through the Foundry and all of that, right? Like,
yes,
you'd be able to go past
it is connected through the Foundry. Yeah, and I think City Arch River is an illustration of when you connect assets to each other, they do not feel as far as apart.
Yes.
As far apart.
Right.
So you know, when you connect Gateway Arch National Park over the highway, right, and you connect it into downtown St. Louis, that park has never felt closer to downtown than it does today. So we do have a downtown that is large in geography, and we just need to connect the dots. And that not only can happen, it is happening.
Well, what is the most immediate next thing for the Gateway Arch?
So, you know, we've got great programming coming up. We're celebrating our 10th year of Blues at the Arch, which will be the second weekend in August. It's going to be live music on the Arch Grounds for free Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then we'll have Winterfest later in the year. We are continuing to push through the Millennium Project. That's going to be a huge thing, not only for the Arch and Gateway Arch Park Foundation, but for downtown St. Louis and the region. So we've got so much coming up. You can go to archpark.org and check out everything we have going up. But we're just really excited to release this report today. And again, it's an independent agency that we did not influence these results. These are the real results of them. And we're just excited to get those out today.
Well, this is very exciting. A lot to continue to talk about. But I do want to make a note, Ryan, that the weeds on the Millennium Hotel have been very important to Ranj for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Is there any update on that?
And he really wanted
I think
a little
you promised that you would bring
weeds.
me a plant. in a pot.
Did I do that?
Yes.
Well, I trust if you say that I said that.
Yes.
So let me see what I can do.
So we don't want to forget that. That's going
to
be.
I'm moving to a new place, and I will need some plants,
shrubberies.
Yeah.
Like we can make that happen.
And so, what I want. Yeah, I just wanted to point that out just to keep that, you know, the top of mind. But the City Arch River Project has done so much great work. And also, you mentioned the Great Rivers Greenway. Yeah. I also wanted to shout out to them. I think I'm on some portion of the Great Rivers Greenway every day.
Yeah.
Like whether walking, running, biking, going way out to like West County or all the way into the city.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. The signage, the facilities, the accessibility. Shout out to them as well.
They are a fantastic organization. I think, you know, we work with them every single day.
Do you
really? There's what we call the Arch Alliance that is Great Rivers Greenway, us, Bi-State, the National Park Service, City of St. Louis, and Jefferson National Parks Association. But Great Rivers Greenway and we have been tied together since 2011 when we started this project. That relationship is only grown. And it includes our work together at Keener Plaza and on the riverfront. So I think, if anything, you know, when we're talking about those partnerships, St. Louisans should be proud that we have organizations that do know how to partner, that are genuine and intentional about it. We care about each other's success and truly believe, you know, whether it's us, whether it's Forest Park Forever, Great Rivers Greenway, or Tower Grove Park, that all of us succeed together. And that's how St. Louis is going to move forward.
Well, Ryan, we appreciate you coming in as always. And we've always known what an asset the Arch and the Arch grounds and everything here is to St. Louis. Nice to have a number to it.
Yeah.
It's nice to know exactly how successful it has been for the city. We appreciate you coming in. Thank you
for having me. It's always a fun time. I appreciate it.
Ryan McClure, Executive Director of the Gateway Arch Park Foundation, with us here on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Now, did you see this? With Chris and Amy.
Ranj, do you want to be offended?
Yes. Sure, why not?
Okay, so USA Today has a story talking to, I don't know who these experts are, but experts on the best temperature to set your AC.
Okay.
I don't know who they are. I do. It's the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency.
I have a feeling.
CEPA.
I know what the number is.
Well, I'm going to throw up in disgust.
Is it? Can I guess? Because
yes.
I feel like I heard this recently.
Did I even say it? That you should keep your AC on during the summer because it's so hot.
Are they saying 78 degrees?
Yes, they are.
Oh, get serious.
Get wrecked. Get absolutely wrecked.
I have two feelings.
78?
I have two feelings about this. One is, you know, we're pretty damn lucky that we even get to decide what the temperature is inside the houses that we live in.
Yeah.
Because, you know, air conditioning wasn't a thing 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Right? So the
it wasn't
fact that,
a thing for most of human history.
Right. Up until very recently, humans just kind of dealt with it. So imagine a St. Louis summer in these buildings with no air conditioning. All you did, you open
a
window.
So my grandparents talked about that. They would, you would get a blanket and they dragged it out to Forest Park or another city park and everybody would sleep in the park. This was in the 30s, the 1930s.
Just horrific, right? Think about how awful that is, okay? So that's one thought. The other thought is, man, I can't sleep when it's 78 degrees in my house.
I keep it at 66.
Well, I can get away with like 72, 73, but 78 is nuts.
It's nuts. So it is from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. It says also that energy companies in Florida, Maryland, and Missouri also recommend your thermostat at 78 degrees. And I had people say, well, in Europe, they don't have AC in most places. But what most people don't realize, the latitude of most European countries is like northern Wisconsin or northern Minnesota. Like, it's way up there. The humidity is not there, but the latitude is like northern United States, southern Canada. So you can't really compare that with Mississippi.
Oh, God. When I see movies where there's, you know, some old Mississippi courtroom and they got the stupid fans
and they're
going.
They're sweating and profusely.
Come on, man. So the next thing we are about to see when we come back here on the other side of this commercial break, you're going to hear it more than see it. We need you to tell us about the cringiest thing you've ever done where you just wanted to die. Okay? Just a moment in your life where you've done something on accident, maybe, or said the wrong thing or done something and you went, oh no, and you still think about it. Let us know what that is, and it's going to make more sense when we come back and play for you what we have to play for you. 314-436-7900. Text us, or Odyssey messages would be even better. Leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. This thing is awesome, and we're going to tell you about when we come back. And also, don't forget, 100 acts of kindness.
Yeah.
If you see a lemonade stand today, you better stop at it.
You have to. All week.
You have to.
And then let us know.
That's right. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. Hour two of the show is next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.